knives or machetes.
Garden Grove Police's Carl Whitney. Two of the dead were in an apartment complex, one in a Subway restaurant, one a security guard at a 7-Eleven.
That's where the suspect was arrested in Santa Ana, California. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Big heat can sometimes set the stage for some big storms. Today, very hot and humid. Dangerous heat indices near or above the 105 mark. Today's high around 96. Scattered thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon and evening heat and then fading out tonight. Can't rule out a couple of stronger storms. Tonight's low 76. Tomorrow, more scattered storms. In fact, I think the number of storms will be in rather generous supply over the weekend, at least in the 50-50 coverage range. High temperature in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broke down in Birmingham, the steamy Alabama, 50,000 pounds in the back. Ain't the best place to stop, but I gotta get off that clock. Done 100 miles on the inside glass.
Dave? Oh, yeah? Makes me happy.
Never call me back.
We got some guests in the studio. Speaking of Dale Watson, the third annual Hog Days of Summer is upon us. It's going to be this weekend, August 17, 2019, from 3 to 9 p.m. I have Stuart Franco and Brian Cohn from the Hog Days of Summer into the studio today. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing great, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell us what's going to happen down here and what we're benefiting.
Yeah, next Saturday, August 17th, is the third annual Hog Days of Summer. It's a barbecue and music festival in downtown Montgomery at the train shed. And it benefits families that are going through or battling pediatric cancer. We raise money to alleviate the costs and expenses that all come from that battle. You know, you can imagine how much stress comes with having a child that has cancer. Then on top of that, you know, the expenses and the time off work. And so we try to alleviate that and cover payments. And so our fundraising is this event.
What started it? It's on third year. What kind of kicked it off and made you want to focus on this as a charity?
Well, we're associated with Hogs for the Cause out of New Orleans. We have some connections down there, and it's one of the top charities down in New Orleans. So we started having a barbecue club that would go down there and sort of compete in that. And we have our lives have been touched by some friends that have passed away from cancer, and we were all lifelong friends that grew up together in Montgomery, and we wanted to do something to honor those that have been affected by this. And so we decided to bring our version of that to Montgomery, and this is something we do locally. This is all our idea to have some of the best barbecue vendors here in the state, quite honestly, with Dreamland and Full Moon and Moe's Barbecue and Jim and Nick's. And so we're looking forward to having a good time down there at the train shed.
Tickets are incredibly affordable, $15 pre-sale, $20 a day of the event. Again, August 17th, this August 17th, this coming up, not tomorrow, Saturday, but a week from 2 days. You're going to have some music entertainment. North Mississippi All-Stars will be there. Will Stewart will be there. And the guy I just played.
Dale Watson.
He'll be there. I love Dale Watson. I've seen Dale Watson live. He's phenomenal. If anyone's not seen him live, go.
That's a pretty strong lineup.
It's a great lineup.
For really anywhere, but for Montgomery.
We have Will Stewart, mm-hmm. who's from Montgomery.
I didn't know that.
Who kind of went to Nashville. Yeah. Did his own thing and then decided to come back to Alabama, and he's kind of a Neil Young type. And then we have Dale Watson, who's from Alabama, but kind of raised in Texas and has all those roots, and now North Mississippi All-Stars. So.
Dale Watson's kind of
They're from
South Mississippi. North Mississippi All-Stars from...
They're from Oregon, right?
From Kansas, yeah. Dale Watson's great. Rockabilly outlaw country guy, plays a phenomenal set when he's live. You guys are going to absolutely be blown away by Dale Watson.
Yeah, North Mississippi's pretty good.
That's a salty lineup right there. It's a great lineup. Children under 12 get in free.
Right.
Military college students get $10 off, so that'd be $5 pre-sale or $10 at the day of the event. If you have some if you want some information, you want to go get tickets, hogdaysofsummer.com/tickets. Hogdaysofsummer.com. You can go there. Again, Union Station Trade said two Saturdays from now, from 3 to 9, August 17th.
And it's cheaper if you buy them beforehand, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you get $5 off.
Yeah, $5 extra at the door.
So, you guys looking for a big crowd?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Last year we were about 1,000 people. We're hoping to...
It's grown every year, right?
Yeah, first year was 500, second year 1,000, so we expect 2,000.
We've seen a lot of...
Yeah, you got double every year.
Exponential growth, huh?
Well, we've seen a lot of interest this year. We think things are really trending well. We've had a lot of excitement around town. We can feel that this year is going to be really special. We want it to be special for downtown Montgomery.
Yeah.
And
What do you get with your $15 pre-sale ticket or $20 day of ticket?
Well, you get entry. You mentioned the kid zone. There will be Trim Tab Brewer. Stuart, help me out with the other.
You can buy beer and food while you're there.
Oh yeah, and there'll be vendors inside the event, and everything's really reasonably priced. We'll have Dreamland, Moe's, Jim and Nick's, Full Moon. We'll also have a James Beard Award-winning chef from New Orleans, Ryan Pruitt from Pesh, and he does Alabama white sauce with chicken, and it's. I mean, it's all phenomenal, and I mean, $5 for...
How does he know about white sauce all the way in New Orleans? They don't have white sauce.
Well, I mean, his family's from... his in-laws are from Alabama, and he's a James Beard Award-winning chef. I mean,
he knows about everything, Baron.
Well, I understand that, but you can talk to some really big foodies from around the country. You mentioned white sauce for chicken, and that everybody kind of pauses and goes, go on.
Well, man, he trots out this little bitty grill, and you think, oh, this thing going to be special, but it is.
Phenomenal.
If he throws it in a bucket, pulls it out, it's pretty cool. So, I mean...
And the great thing with having four local vendors and then three competition teams, is that competition factor. You've got everyone showing off what they do best.
Yeah.
So sticking out. So
there's a barbecue competition aspect of this? Or
no, it's not a competition.
Okay. But they have their competition
natural
teams.
Natural boys will be boys.
I guess.
Yeah.
They're all supporting the cause.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's showing off a little bit.
What time does the what time's the first act supposed to kick off? Strum first.
Doors open at 3. Will Stewart should probably come on around 4.
Okay.
Dale Watson maybe 5:30, 5:45, and North Mississippi All-Stars at 7.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. Again, if you're just tuning in, there's a music and food event, the Hog Days of Summer, August 17th, next Saturday. Not this coming up Saturday, the one that follows. From 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. down at the Union Station train shed. There's a great lineup of band, the North Mississippi All-Stars, Dale Watson, Will Stewart. You got award-winning barbecue from some of the best barbecue creators around the Southeast. A James Beard award-winning chef will be there. You got activities for the whole family, a kid zone. And proceeds are going to go towards helping children in the Reaver region who are battling pediatric cancer.
And if you follow me, I'll put a link to it on my Facebook page. Baron might too.
And if you follow our Facebook page or Instagram, Hog Days MGM, we have contests behind the scenes.
Do.
And
what's the thing where, like, what's the wooden hog name?
Oh, Hank?
Hank, yeah.
Hank the Hog.
So what happens if you go and you find Hank and you take a picture?
If you find Hank, you take a selfie with him. We're having a drawing. You're into a drawing for a big green egg.
There you go.
Yeah, that we'll do at the event. Maybe I think we're going to try to get Dale Watson to announce that.
I still haven't been able to find Hank yet.
There's a lone radio host in Montgomery, Alabama, who promotes this guy like weekly.
Yeah, like does he want to come on like next Friday
to promote it? For people don't know Dale, he's like Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard.
Oh, he's outlaw country,
pure traditional like country. Yeah. Yeah.
And he put a new album out last year. I love it. It's on Spotify. And he's one of my go-to Spotify channels. Yeah, this is Dale Watson.
And truly, like, I didn't know who he was, which is kind of weird for me because I'm kind of a big music fan. But I didn't know who he was until Baron played him one day, and now he's one of my favorite artists. So kind of funny.
He is absolutely fantastic.
He loves to pick fights with Nashville.
He does. He does. He hates pop country.
Yeah.
Hates pop country. But you know what? Everyone hates pop culture. All right, guys. Appreciate you coming by. Stuart Franco, Brian Cohn from Hog Days of Summer. Check them out online, hogdaysofsummer.com. Again, August 17th, 3 to 9 p.m. Barbecue and music.
And I'll be there.
And Dave will be there. Heck, I may be there. If I'm in town, I should be here. We'll be back.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have 6 little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are fine. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location. On Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station, store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Back in 17, 18 minutes now after 10 o'clock. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Bath Innovations on the East Boulevard can help you completely renovate your bathroom. From small jobs to big jobs. I mean, they can do everything from glazing the basins, glazing your sinks and your tub. Some people have those, you know, big iron tub. They don't want to get it out. They love the tub. They just want to get it reglazed, maybe a different color, maybe get the old glaze evened out. Bath Innovations could do that, all the way up to basically tearing out your walls and starting over from scratch in your entire bathroom. Anything in between. You tell them what you want. Bath Innovations will come out and help you dream. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723. 271-2723. Or you can check them out online, BathInnovations.com. Go by the showroom, though. Ask them about the acrylic while you're there. So I've seen two different listeners so far have their bathroom redone in acrylic. Stunning. Stunning. Looks like Donald Trump lives there. I mean, so it's a really luxurious, high-end product. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723 on the East Boulevard. BathInnovations.com. Speaking of Bath Innovations, the guest hotline is wide open, 271-2723. 271-2723. It's 19 minutes now after 10 o'clock. Cocaine Mitch back in the news, Dave.
Oh, yeah?
Remember how they were...
Yes, and this is an interesting one, I believe. I can't see the headline, because Barron doesn't show me these before, you know, he just gives me the... okay.
That the headline?
Yeah. Now, see, this goes back to something that I said before, but you read the headline, and then we'll get into this.
I'll be happy to send you the stories as I select them.
You know.
You won't. Some people don't want to know. They want to react in real time.
Yeah. I'm better when I react in real time.
You get too much of a take, and it sounds canned.
I'm not a take.
Do you remember we're covering the other day the protesters outside of Cocaine Mitch's house saying, just stab the mother in the heart, yo neck, murder turtle, your thoughts and your prayers, you, your wife, everything you stand for. You remember that? We covered that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the woman who was screaming that was a woman named Chanel Helm. Ms. Chanel Helm, H-E-L-M. And she posted the video. She was so proud of her work outside of Mitch McConnell's house, was she? Talking about the murder turtle. Now, I'll be honest.
The murder turtle.
We've talked about murder lizards and murder birds on this program. Murder turtle's a new one to me.
Yeah.
But I gotta give her props on that you are repeating sound. Murder turtle. Like murder bird?
Mm-hmm.
Murder turtle? I'm loving where she's going here. Apparently... Mitch, I don't know whether I'm going to drop Cocaine Mitch for Murder Turtle Mitch.
Well?
I'm not sure which way to go.
Cocaine Mitch the Murder Turtle?
That'll work. Murder Turtle Cocaine Mitch?
Yertle the Myrtle Turtle?
She is the leader of Black Lives Matter Louisville.
Barron.
Yes.
If you're going to say the name of that town, you have to say it correctly. It's
Louisville. My wife.
You have to not just draw it, you have to extend the draw to an absurd amount.
Louisville. My wife and I played cards a lot in Louisville when I was in law school, because there was a nice casino. It was only an hour and a half from Bloomington. We used to drive down there and
play all weekend.
But it's like across the river, right?
It's on the river.
It's in Indiana.
It's on the Indiana side, but it's on the river.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were coming from the Indiana side, so we didn't have to cross the river.
Right. So you didn't actually go to Louisville.
Well, but they said it's Louisville.
The MSA.
And I used to pronounce it Louisville.
Wrong!
Until I started playing cards in Louisville. Because that's how it's pronounced at the people in the card room. Oh, welcome to Louisville.
Don't even know where that is.
Black Lives Matter Louisville leader Chanel Helms. She's a political activist who's met with numerous high-profile politicians, including current presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren, to advance her identity politics. She's the one who posted the video to Facebook. She was awfully proud of it. Just stab the mother in the heart. Yo, Nick. Murder turtle? Murder turtle? Yo, thoughts and prayers. You. Yo, wife. Everything you stand for. So proud of it was she that Mitch McConnell actually put it on his Twitter account to show how fringed and lunatic his supporters were. Twitter began demanding he remove the video and tweet. And finally, Twitter finally suspended Mitch McConnell's account. Twitter locked the account Wednesday of the Senate Majority Leader of the United States. You don't think they're coming for Trump's account?
Lock.
You watch.
Lock his election account.
Doesn't matter.
It's a little bit different than his official account.
But it's a violation of the terms of service.
Yeah. So my thing is like I said before, I'm going to guess that they tried to get this done.
They tried to get blocked?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
This morning,
because now they can fundraise off of it.
Twitter's blocked me.
This morning, Twitter locked our account for posting the video of real-world violent threats made against Mitch McConnell. This is a problem with the speech police in America today, campaign manager Kevin Golden said. Lexington Herald leader can attack Mitch with cartoon tombstones of his opponents, but we can't mock it. I think what's happening is, I'm reading it totally differently. I think Twitter is trying to protect the Black Lives Matter movement, trying to protect Ms. Helms, and trying to make it seem like only Republicans and conservatives have violent rhetoric in this country.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. There's nothing that benefits anyone from, like, the benefit to McConnell for getting banned is to his campaign reelection account is far greater than any other benefit that you can see here. Because now people go nuts. And they'll be demanding free
Mitch,
free Mitch.
So why would Twitter do that if it benefits McConnell?
Because they don't understand.
That's a long-term calculation that could... I mean, okay, so say Twitter doesn't ban it. Why would you think Twitter would ban someone threatening you?
Aside from...
Why would you ban me because someone threatened me?
Yeah, aside from Trump.
They're going to block Trump going into the election. I promise you.
I bet you that he tries for it because that will easily get him reelected. And listen, aside from Trump, no voter has ever been swayed by Twitter.
No, never. Twitter is the least effective campaign medium of all time.
So what's a good campaign? What's an effective campaign thing? Getting banned by Twitter because it doesn't matter in the first place. But what does matter is them saying that they're being silenced.
I don't know.
That's my thought.
Twitter is a social justice organization.
It's so terrible. Such a bad medium.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I used Twitter.
I use it to look at headlines, just to see where the day's going in the news.
Yeah, I mean, I have a Twitter account, and I was a relatively early adopter of Twitter, so I have @BaronColeman. I actually had @Baron at one point, but I added my last name. Dumb.
Very.
Dumb. Yeah, I mean, it just slowed down by seven the amount of things that people can write to me if they write me @BaronColeman. I should have kept @Baron. Way cooler Twitter handle. But I have @BaronColeman, but I don't ever post on it. And I think I've pretty much deleted everything off of it. I don't know if there's anything on there or not.
I usually only tweet about Georgia football.
You know why I deleted everything off of it? Why am I going to let them profit off my intellectual property? I put something witty on there, and people go search it and share it, and then they sell ads, and they're going to profit from that?
True.
Who's this?
This is Jason. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well, sir.
Hey, I was just about to mention something to that regard, in that if you believe Facebook and Twitter, Google are against you or want to silence you or be nefarious, why not just pull a free market and don't use them? Like, if you don't like Google, use Chrome. There's a browser called Chromium, or maybe you use Mozilla or Bing, or anything else other than Google, or don't go to Facebook, don't go to Twitter. Like, even if you believe that they are censoring you, if you do believe they're censoring you, don't use them. Like, because the way they make money is by you using
Jason.
Yeah.
There was a motel in Atlanta in the 1960s that made the exact same argument to the United States.
There was a motel in the
1960s. Yeah, the Heart of Atlanta Motel. There was a black couple coming through. It was late at night. And they came to the front desk. And they said, you can't come here. And everybody got all upset. And they argued to the Supreme Court. Look, if social people don't like us because of our policy of excluding blacks from our hotel, just don't use us. But they had guests of the Heart of Atlanta Hotel that were saying, we think they should be allowed to include everybody. And the Heart of Atlanta said, if you don't like our policy, just don't use us. It's a lousy argument when you create a product that is the way people speak. I mean, how do you speak today? You speak on Facebook, you speak on Twitter, you speak on cell phones. But what if Apple takes that approach and they say, we don't like Jason's, the way he speaks, so we're not going to let him use our phone. We're going to lock up his phone. What if Verizon does that, Jason? Verizon says, we're not going to let Jason call Verizon people, and we're not going to let Jason use a Verizon phone himself. But if Jason's number calls a Verizon number, it won't go through. And what if AT&T and T-Mobile and Sprint also do that? You can't call anybody. What's the difference?
The difference is they're not doing that.
I understand that, but they can. Under your logic, Sprint, or T-Mobile, or Verizon, or AT&T could decide, you know what? We don't like Jason. We don't like the way he speaks. So we're not going to let his number dial our servers. We're not going to let his number connect to our phone system.
But that's not
It's the same thing Facebook's doing.
It's not a fair comparison because you don't have Twitter and Facebook are not calling, like, using a phone. It's not the same thing.
Cell phones aren't like using a phone. You're welcome to pick up your landline and talk to other people on landline, sir. You're welcome to send up smoke signals. You can send it through SNAMA. Hey, USPS is a private organization. What's to stop them from not delivering your mail and saying, no, he's a hate figure. We're not going to deliver his mail. We don't want him. We don't want his speech getting out through our system.
But the difference between,
there is no difference. That's the point. There is no difference. And you know I'm right.
No, you're not right.
I am 100% right. If private companies start saying you can't speak on our platforms, there's no end to where that ends.
But that's not true because they do it all the time. They don't accept ads. They don't the TV networks. We don't have to allow anyone on that we don't want. So they don't have to. You know, I mean, it's all about terms of service.
Thank you, Dave. But in addition to that,
so hold on, real quick. I don't want to leave this point. You guys are fine with Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint. Are you fine with that or not? Would you be fine with Verizon saying Jason can't call Verizon phones?
Jason, just a second. We're going to let the straw man walk into this.
Hold on. I'm serious. No, listen. In the law, what you do is you take someone's argument and you stretch the limits of it to see, does your argument hold up? Because when you create a rule, it doesn't apply just for one entity. It applies for everybody. I'm asking you a question and I need an answer. Are you okay or not with Verizon saying you can't call their phones?
Yeah.
Are you, Jason?
Do what now?
Are you okay if Verizon said, we don't like Jason, Jason can't use a Verizon phone or call Verizon phones? Are you okay with that result?
No. But why? I'm still trying to figure out why they just silenced me and not, like, a lot of people.
Well, Facebook doesn't silence everybody. They silence people they don't like. They silence people with political positions they disagree with.
But here's the issue, though, is you have to be able to prove that. And my point is you can't do that, but even if we play out that logic and you say, yeah, they are silencing me, you can always create a competitor to that, is my point with Facebook. You always can. More so easily than you can with Verizon or any of these other companies. But you cannot tell me in 2019 that if Facebook and Twitter and Google are, if you believe they're censoring you, that you cannot have an alternative. With phones, that's a different argument because you can't just create a phone company tomorrow. But you can most definitely create another Facebook.
No, you can't.
You can create.
No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. Because you don't have the government financing Facebook got to get off the ground. You don't have the billions of dollars of government financing that Google had to get off the ground.
You don't need billions of dollars. You don't.
Yes, you do. You. All right. I'm done with this ignorance. That's the dumbest ass call I've had in a while. That is the single dumbest call I've had on this radio show in a long time. I'm fine with Facebook banning people, but that's different than Verizon. Why? Private company. Well, how is it different? It's a private company. Verizon, under these things, Verizon could say, Jason is using our phones to create hate and extremism, and we're not going to allow it. So we're not going to let him call Verizon phones or use a Verizon phone.
I'm going to say that the truth is about both of them. As long as you're paying, they don't care. Mitch should run more ads. They'll put him back on.
Nah, I don't know. I don't think so. I think they're so hell-bent on this issue of social justice and everything else. I disagree. We'll be back. It's 33 after.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Riverwalk Stadium, the uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits are baking up fresh memories every night of the week. 2019 is your chance to bake them with your family and friends at Riverwalk Stadium. For nightly promotions and ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Bake them!
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The job market is encouraging. There were 8,000 fewer people filing for unemployment benefits last week. Michelle McKinnon at Payne Capital says investors have decided the impact of the trade dispute might not be as extreme as they feared.
So, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're all readjusting that probably isn't going to be that bad. And secondly, August tends to be a pretty volatile month. People are on vacation, traders are on holiday, so I'm not really that surprised.
Lyft, Viacom, and Adidas reported stronger than expected earnings. Adidas is based in Germany. It's a global company. Its sales improved in North America and China. The market turmoil and recent decline in global interest rates is reflected in the mortgage market this week. Freddie Mac says the national average for a 30-year mortgage is down to 3.60%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hey,
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Heat advisory in effect for today. I think the heat index later could get between 105 and 108, with the actual high temperature up to about 96. Big heat can produce big storms at times. We'll be watching the radar as some scattered showers and storms develop this afternoon, some of which could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any watches or warnings for your location. For tomorrow, dangerous heat with heat index 106 or higher, scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency. The only number you need to call if you're an employer or a manager of a business and you'd like to save your business some money or your employees some money, that is what you need to call. That's it. 356-1502. So it's a one-shot Johnny, man. That's the place you need to call. There's no one else that does what they do. No one else that specializes in employee benefits like they do. No one else that understands it like they do. Nobody else that can save you the kind of money they can save you over the long term. So that is Cornerstone Managing General Agency. That is CornerstoneMGA.com. 356-1502. My friend Greg over there and his team are fantastic. They're lined up. They're ready to go. 356-1502, CornerstoneMGA.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. The number if you want to get in on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Randall.
Good morning, man.
How are you?
Pretty good. Except for I'm starting to get worried. And that I agree with Dave that I think Mitch probably done it on purpose, but for a different reason. I think he's trying to, you know, they're trying to get us used to them banning people like that high up, and that we'll think it's, you know, maybe won't cause as much friction when they do. Then they do Trump. Mitch got just as much to lose. He got more to lose than a lot of them. And I just, I think he done it on purpose, trying to get the thing. Well, he done it to one white old man, that, you know what I mean? He ain't just picking on Trump. And I'm telling y'all, I can't even, and you talk about Chrome when I go, Jason, if I go through Chrome on my phone, it automatically sends me to Google, no matter what. It makes me go there. And if everybody starts getting on Yelp and Bing and other ones, they're gonna start shutting them down. They are deliberately leading us to what they want us to know, to put us the pieces together to make a circle. But that's why they got us on Google, to get away, because they can't block everybody's name. That's why. And I want to tell you, Brandon, I found a name of one in the book. The Tesla file. Look that up. And please, I want to take a mulligan because I cannot prove the particle ray that I talked about yesterday. So I want to take a mulligan. I want to retract that because that's something I can't prove.
That's
but fair. I can't prove
that's
the other
big
stuff.
Of you.
Because I don't want nobody to get lose faith in it. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you what he envisioned. Google is what kind of Tesla envisioned, but he envisioned us kind of like it was a Facebook group, like we punch in somebody's name and our profile would come up and we could interact with them. But it wasn't called Google, of course. But I'm man, if they stop this man, how are we going to find out? So he is directing people. We wouldn't, you know what I mean? We wouldn't know about the $180 billion in a minute. We wouldn't know about a lot of stuff we wouldn't know, man. He is directing us. He won because of Twitter. He cannot, even if he's going to start a new platform, how are we going to figure out where it's at in that length of time? Every man, we're not. And I'm more scared about this than Van is probably. That's all. That's his way to communicate with us. He can't, if he started up something called Trump.com, but where are you going to go to find it at? They would block it every which way.
Yeah. I mean, not only that, the servers. See, it's not just them. It's not just the individual websites that'll block you. It's the hosting systems too. The hosts will block you as well, and they'll keep it so you can't even have an online presence. The idea behind social media is not so everybody can have their say. It's so everybody can officially adopt the official party and company line. That's where this is headed. Good call, Randall. Good call. 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. Now, the former assistant director of the FBI for counterintelligence floating the conspiracy theory that President Trump is using code words to trigger Nazis.
Oh. Well?
Code words to trigger Nazis. Mr. Frank Figliuzzi. He's the former assistant director for the FBI's counterintelligence unit. He's now an MSNBC expert, so you know how you know the quality of this guy. Former FBI officials promoting a conspiracy theory that President Trump is sending secret coded signals to white supremacists. According to Figliuzzi, the president told government to keep the flags flying at half staff until August 8th. Because Trump was really saying, Heil Hitler. What's August 8th have to do with Hitler? Isn't his birthday in April?
I have no idea.
August 8th? According to the FBI logic, President Trump is now red flagged as a subversive agent of terrorist ideology. Oh. Guys, all because he wants to reorder some trade deals. That's why they're treating him this way. You understand the significance of that? Let's not lose sight of that fact. Why is Seth Meyers giving his whole show over to bashing Trump at any and all costs? Why is so many Hollywood starlets giving their entire careers over to bashing Trump? Why is every single TV show bashing Trump? Why is the news going apoplectic? Why are former deep state operatives coming out and saying he's giving coded messages to Nazis? Because he wants to rework some trade deals to benefit American workers, which is unacceptable. That money must stay outside of the United States. It must stay in China. It must stay in India. It must stay in Thailand. It must stay in Vietnam. It must stay in Nicaragua. Mexico. He wants to build a wall to keep out illegal immigrations, which corporate America can't stand. Big business in this country wants illegal immigration, forces wages down. Again, takes money out of your pocket, sends it somewhere else, because a lot of those illegal immigrants send the money back overseas. That's less money here in the United States turning over in the economy. Less money going into American banks. Fewer dollars being spent at Publix and Walmart. Fewer dollars available to pay workers. All because he wants to rework some trade deals. We've got a former counterintelligence officer at the FBI saying he's giving out coded messages because he said the word August 8th. What the hell does that even mean? August 8th.
Listen, man, August 8th.
What happened on August 8th, this big Nazi date?
The chairs against the wall.
I can understand saying like September 1.
John has a long mustache.
September 1 was when they invaded Poland. If you want to say, you know, September 1 of 39, if you want to say that's like the biggest Nazi day ever, that's probably the biggest Nazi day ever. The Anschluss of Austria, you could say was a big Nazi day, except it lasted like 4 hours. wasn't actually much of a fight. They just sort of said, hey, y'all, want to join us? Yeah, I guess. We'll do a plebiscite, make sure it's cool. All right, 96% yes. Okay, we're good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we are in America. This is where we are in America. Unbelievable. 46 minutes after 10 o'clock, got some phone calls lined up. We'll dedicate the whole next segment to phone calls. So if you're on hold, hang tight, and we'll bring you in.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone. Sports, box scores, highlights, everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to wowway.com and get yours today.
WOW.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick in the High Point Town Center in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in. 10 minutes to the top of the hour. My man Tom Latham at Finney Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. You can check him out on the web, finneyearn.co. You can also find him on Facebook. Just search Finney Earn Concrete Technologies. Talked to him yesterday. He said he's going to come out to my house in the spring. Give me some nice decorative stamped concrete for a new patio. Looking forward to it. Already dreaming. That's what you do. You just let Tom Latham dream. He's already dreaming. Already got his mind in motion. And he's trying to figure this thing out. So, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, he is the hardest working man in concrete. The hardest working man in the hardest business, because it's the hardest material, concrete. So get in touch with Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Check him out on Facebook, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, or find him online, pennyearned.co, pennyearned.co. And he'll get you squared away, I promise you. Brandon, you're on the air with Dave and Barron.
Hey, Dave Barron, what's going on, guys? I was just calling the guy that you're talking about, the numerologist. Uh-huh. What he's talking about, the 8-8, is the alphabet. It's the H is the 8th letter of the alphabet. So
okay.
It translates out to HH.
What was 8? August 8th. August being the 8th month
H-H,
of the...
HH, what is what, that?
HH is what? What does that mean?
It's the 8th letter of the alphabet.
I know, but what does HH mean? How is that Nazi ideology?
It means Heil Hitler.
Huh?
They're saying it means Heil Hitler.
Oh, Lord.
Are you serious?
That's what that's what that guy's talking about.
That's the single stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Baron, I thought that Trump was an idiot. He didn't know anything. And he's a moron, and he's getting led down the primrose path by Kim Jong-un and all that. But he knows enough to signal to this vast Nazi conspiracy in America.
Hold on. I've got a hot take here in Alabama, in the South. Am I to believe Dale Earnhardt Jr., who drove the 88 car for Hendrick Motorsports, is some kind of Nazi?
If you ask
that, why he's so popular?
Whatever guy from the FBI, yes, maybe he was.
Unbelievable.
Maybe he was Hitler's grandchild or something.
Dale Earnhardt in an armband. All right, appreciate it. It's nuts. He had a long mustache, too. It wasn't one of those little short, you know, Charlie Chaplin deals.
Right.
I would have never guessed, but the 88 car should have given it away. This whole time, I didn't know.
Should have known.
I should have known. Who's this?
Hey, this is SR. I was going to tell you the same thing. I read something about that, and it's Heil Hitler. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Exactly.
The good thing is now we have both the hosts and two callers having said Heil Hitler on the air now. So if anybody wants to ISO the audio and put together a supercut.
You can. You know what's funny? And this is. I don't know if this is sad or tragic or what. SR, I appreciate your call.
Yes, sir.
When we asked the question of what the hell does August 8th have to do.
The phones lit up.
Everyone in our audience
knew. We had like 19 calls. We're like, oh, somebody else got in.
My phone line started actually physically melting. The smoke was coming out of the receiver.
It's just because we have a lot of listeners, Baron.
I'm a little nervous about what that means, people. Why do so many of you guys know what that means? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's the single dumbest thing I've ever heard. What if you're a class of 88? You can't get that tattooed on your arm.
That Michael Irvin's number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Irv.
All Irv repping. That's what, you know, remember when he got arrested and he asked the cop, he said, can I tell you who I am?
Yeah.
What he was really going to say was, Hitler.
I'm one of you guys.
Listen, man, I wear number 88. Oh, in that case, Mr. Irvin, just go, you and the prostitute and the cocaine, you guys go have a good night. I'm sorry to bother you, sir.
I didn't know you were one of us.
It makes so much sense now.
88, huh?
Good God.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Truly.
I mean, Dale Earnhardt's been rolling around with a Heil Hitler slogan on his car for 20 years.
We're like through the looking glass here.
There's got to be somebody else.
That's painful.
Is there another 88 out there? Harding Racing has an 88 car in IndyCar. Now we know why. This is the most bonkers thing I've ever heard. 88. August 8th. I mean, what happens on August 8th? Is it like Hitler Day?
I guess so.
Everybody goes out and so if you
see people in the streets just, you know, Sieg Heiling or whatever, or, you know.
Can we stop saying Nazi terms?
Or goose stepping.
Someone just texted me. You have to go 88 miles per hour to activate that racist flux capacitor to go back to the 1950s prior to the Civil Rights Act. Now I know what Back to the Future is about, man.
What's the gift, the Tim and Eric gift for the... My head just literally exploded. Like, I no longer have a head.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It's almost more fun making fun of...
Correct.
...liberals than it is trying to combat them.
It's more fun making fun of everybody.
Who's this? Hello?
If you have a vase of making you talk...
All right. Oh, she said, my mother texted, said, we know because it's been all over the news. Yeah, right, Ma. Been all over what news? What news are you watching?
When your mom texts you about Hitler.
Well, it's been all over Stormfront.
Oh, God. We're playing alive because neither of us are still alive. We are now actually dead after this segment. Stormfront! Good God, Baron!
So far in this segment, we've said Heil Hitler, Sieg Heil, and Stormfront.
Goose stepping, Vance of making you talk.
8-8.
Yeah, das ist gut, nein?
There is an NSA file rapidly expanding somewhere in some computer database in Utah.
Remember how I said that Mitch McConnell tried to get banned? We're not trying to get banned here, but if the FEC pulls our license, we're not going to be surprised.
Hey, you know what? After somebody just clipped up my audio from last month and made it look like I was trying to be an arsonist.
Right.
Trying. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody didn't clip that off and be like, look at the stuff Dave and Barron are talking about. There'll be some loser XAM radio jock on Facebook like, that's white supremacist radio. They're, you know, just yucking it up over there. Sieg Heiling all over the radio. Getting 88 tattoos.
Adding himself as a moderator for Stormfront. I mean,
who's this?
As you two once said, Achtun, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, and don't forget, the German's favorite flat gun was the 88.
The German's See? Favorite what?
Flat gun.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
There's that 88 again.
No doubt about it.
I saw that clip yesterday, and I was going, what? Is this guy like on lewds or something? It well, was just it was surreal.
I've never heard of such. This is the
I hadn't either. That is borderline insane.
Yes, borderline.
Borderline. guys. I mean, I want to know.
Bonkers.
I want to know when this came up. He was sitting in his living room. He was like, Linda, get in here. President Trump just demanded the flag stay half staff until August 8th. You know what that means, Linda?
It's a signal for men like me.
Well,
take this country back.
Linda was like,
the libs, when Reagan was president, remember how the libs went crazy over Nancy Reagan supposedly, you know, following astrology?
Yes,
and here you got some dude talking numerology and relating Trump to the Nazis.
Unbelievable. Hey, good call, David. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Yes, sir. You notice David's not talking Formula One. Summer break. It's going to be 3 weeks without it.
Oh, you got fired up by all that Dale Earnhardt number 88 talk.
You know who doesn't take summer breaks? Sieg Heil. Duke.
Hey, how are y'all today?
What's going on?
We're having a good time, Duke.
Some of their best invasions were in summer.
Baron, wait a minute. Duke, I'm going to let you finish, but we have a development here.
Oh, what?
The last caller was David. This caller is Duke. David, Duke, it's right there, Baron. President Trump's going to tweet it out.
And today's my birthday on top of that.
Oh, my God.
Does that make me?
Stop. Duke was born on August 8th.
I'm quitting radio. Enjoying the show.
Thank you. I'm sorry to step on your call, Duke.
No, Duke, well.
He played it well. That was just really funny. It's right there in my tracker. It's like David Duke. August 8th. It's his birthday.
I hate to bring this up in the middle of this segment, but we do have
through the looking glass.
We do have sponsors for this stuff, believe it or not. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage doing an amazing job. Absolutely amazing job. She'll give you a loan on August 8th or August 9th. Just call her, get that application filled out. You can check it out online, alahomemortgage.com. Alahomemortgage.com. They got a blink link. You can fill the whole thing out online. You can call her the old-fashioned way on the phone numbers. Not an 8 in the whole numbers. 567-4223. 567-4223. I do tell you there are two.